Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the CPFL Energia first quarter 2017 earnings conference call. Today, we have here with us Mr. André Dorf, CEO of CPFL Energia, Gustavo Estrella, CFO of CPFL Energia, and IR officer, and other officers of the company. This call is being broadcast simultaneously via internet on the website www.cpfl.com.br/ir. In that address, you can also find the presentation for download. We inform that all participants are in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, we will start a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this conference, please press star zero for an operator. It is important to mention that this teleconference is being recorded. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of CPFL Energia management and on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of CPFL Energia and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the floor to Mr. André Dorf. Please, Mr. Dorf, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another call for our results. We are going to be talking about the first quarter of 2017. As usual, we'll give you a brief introduction, and then we'll have the team available for a Q&A session. I would like to start on slide number three with the highlights for the first quarter of 2017, where we had a stable load in our concession areas of -0.4%. You will see ahead that we had a strong drop in the captive market and a growth in the free market. In addition to that, we were able to maintain our contracted demand for high voltage clients. It was rather stable of -0.6% off-peak and -0.2% in peak, comparing March against March. Also, there was an increase of almost 28% of our net operating revenue and 15.6% of our EBITDA. The main growth driver in the net revenue was the distribution segment in this quarter. We also invested a lot, almost 700 million reais in the quarter. At the end of the presentation, we will see our CapEx projection for the next years. We have ended the quarter with a net debt of 13.8 billion and leverage of 3.3x net debt over EBITDA. In this period also, we had tariff adjustments for CPFL Paulista and RGE Sul in April, with effects perceived by consumers as negative. It's good for consumers, and we did not have any negative impact in Parcel B here for CPFL. About the transaction of control sale of the company, the appraisal report for the unified tender offer is being prepared. We have approved in an EGM the bank that is going to work on this appraisal report, which is going to be Credit Suisse. It is being worked on. Also, there was an interesting event in the next few weeks. We launched Envol, Energy for You, and the main focus here are the solutions and distributed solar power generation, mainly to residential clients and small businesses. This is an interesting focus that we have had in the last few weeks. And we disclosed in April our 2016 annual report, and it is available on the internet. Now, turning to the next slide, we have the EBITDA breakdown in the quarter according to the different segments. Starting to our left, we have a pizza pie showing that out of our total of almost 1.2 million EBITDA, 52% came from distribution segment and 44% from generation, between renewable and conventional generation, and 4% from other businesses such as commercialization, services, and other businesses that are growing in the company. The other chart starting to our right and in the top, it shows the evolution segment by segment here. In the distribution segment, we had an increase of almost 6%, very much driven by the consolidation of RGE Sul. So the first quarter of this year already shows a consolidated RGE Sul vis-a-vis the same period in the last year, where we did not have that consolidation. In the conventional generation, we had a significant increase, basically thanks to price adjustments in the contracts. For renewable generation, also a relevant increase because of new capacities that came into operation, as well as because of seasonality that happened in the first quarter of 17. The seasonality were different between quarters, therefore we had an increase in our EBITDA in this first quarter of 17. And in the bottom left of the chart, we also have a significant increase for commercialization services and others, and this was thanks to a margin gain of CPFL Brasil. Now turning to the next slide, number 5, we will have our distribution market. Starting on the chart, we have seen increase in sales in the concession area of 18%, and this figure is positively impacted by the consolidation of RGE Sul that has added 2,549 gigawatt hours in sales. So net of RGE Sul, so that we can have comparable figures, the load in our concession area was stable in 0.4%. So we can see that to our right and top chart, once again, with a significant growth in the free market, the free clients, and a drop in the captive market. Sales also remained stable in 0.1%. You can see that in the middle chart on the bottom of the slide of 0.1%, the same behavior between free clients and captive clients are contracted demand, and this is a good news as well. It was stable, and that ensures the remuneration for that segment in CPFL. And losses. And this is something that we pay a lot of attention to. We had a slight increase of 9.08% in the fourth quarter of last year, therefore in the prior quarter, and now 9.14% in this quarter. So it's still a slight increment, but we are paying attention to that. And that was because of the change in the market mix. We now have more residential clients and less industrial clients. And that residential segment, the losses are a little bit higher. And also because of the economic downturn, that increases the number of disconnections. And as a negative consequence, it increases commercial losses in the commercial segment. We should highlight as well to our right bottom chart the behavior of the different consumption segments without RGE Sul. Unfortunately, we have the same news from prior quarters, which shows that the industrial segment is still in a drop behavior here, just the same happened this year. So unfortunately, this is the negative highlight in this consumption segment. Next page, number 6, we have delinquency data and also the behavior for provisions for ADAs. On the top chart, we have the evolution of our ADA. That is around 0.7% of our gross revenue, vis-a-vis of an all-time average of 0.59%. So we see some stabilization, but at a level that is a little bit higher of our all-time level. To our left bottom chart, we see the total overdue bills, regardless the provisions, above 90 days as a percentage of revenues. And we also see a stabilization in around 1.20%. So it's much higher than what we had in the first quarters of 2015. Here we're comparing to 2 years ago. And collection actions that have been stressed in the group. We have done around 341,000 disconnections in the quarter. This is a significant volume, much higher than what we used to have. Very well, on page 7, we have generation. And then we start highlighting to our top left chart the spot price for the Southeast and Midwest markets, showing the volatility of our spot price. So if we go back to April of 16, we had 49 reals. We peaked 200 reals in October, went back to 120 in January, and we were at 371 reals in April of this year. So this is a great high volatility, actually, that is a reflection of the hydrological profile we have had in Brazil. Talking about hydrology, the two bottom charts show hydrology represented by the reservoir levels first for the National Integrated Power System to our left. At May 10th, we had 39% of reservoir levels, and our average was 70%, much lower. But the main concern is on the northeast, as we can see in the bottom right chart. We have had in May 10th, 21% of reservoir's capacity also against an average of 70%, and a flow in this market of around 30% of the long-term average. Therefore, we are very much below, and this is one of the main focus of attention that we have now, the northeast market. To the top right chart, we have seen an increment of 4.2% in our installed capacity, here represented by an increase in CPFL Renováveis. On page 8, we talk about the results, and then I will turn the floor to Mr. Gustavo Estrella, our CFO.
So these are the highlights of the first quarter 2017. Here we have IFRS, and we also make remarks excluding RGE South, RGE Sul for comparative purposes. In the past, we were not consolidating these results, and now in the first quarter, we already have consolidation at the total of the company, RGE Sul, in the results of the group. If we check variation of total revenue, here we have the explanation, the effect of RGE Sul consolidation, 27.7%, 1.2 billion on top of the revenue in 2016. EBITDA variation of 15.6% or 161 million reals. Excluding RGE Sul, a growth of 4.2% or 44 million reals. Net variation of income minus 1.1% or 0.3 million compared to RGE Sul and minus 11.5% or 27 million reals. Lower in 2017 compared to 2016. A couple of words on results. Now broken down by business segments. For distribution, our total variation is 35 million reals. The main variation is the effect of the consolidation of RGE Su, contributing with 117 million reals, and also a positive market effect at 14 million reals, which is basically owing to stability in the market compared to 2016, a variation of 0.1% in 2017, but also a positive effect of the mix. We have a positive growth in residential consumer with a positive margin for the group. The concession financial asset, once again, we are also posting as of 2017. And reclassifying 2016, the correction of the concession financial asset. So these are corrected according to IPCA. So 47 million is basically a lower level of IPCA in 2017 vis-a-vis 2016. So now we have an accounting non-cash effect of 47 million in these assets, and also manageable PMSO, adjusted basis. This is the transfer, a high transfer of inflation that happened over 2016. Inflation close to 10% over 2016, but also the maintenance and also strengthening collection actions in the companies of the group. As the renewable generation, basically, well, André talked about seasonality, one of the first factors, 35 million reals, the difference in seasonality, 2017 vis-a-vis 2016. This difference tends to be diluted over the year due to the adjustment of monthly seasonality, one difference from one year to the next. The other variation, this time is a perennial result to the group. This is the startup of wind farms sold in the free market. And then we have an addition in the result of the group of 32 million reals in 2017. What about conventional generation? Now, basically, we have a reflex or an effect of additional capacity. It basically comes from an increase of transfer price adjustments based on inflation with a positive effect of 41 million reals in the total amount, out of which 24 million are price adjustments. For commercialization, we also have an impact of exposure of the company in the free market through its commercialization companies. We also see a positive impact in margin and volume, which adds additional 25 million reals in 2017 vis-a-vis 2016. Net income, what explains the variation and this drop in result, net income is basically update of financial assets, moving from financial liabilities with an impact on results of 73 million reals. And also an impact comparing RGE Su, a financial result due to the company's debts of 28 million reals, and also our mark to market, now accounting effect of 19 million reals. So basically, these are the major highlights and variations of the group comparing 2017 and 2016. Now on slide number 9, a couple of words on indebtedness. We closed the first quarter of 2017 with a leverage of 3.3 times according to the measurement of the covenants of the group. The same goes for all companies, with a gross debt at 13.8 billion reals. Expectation is positive in terms of leverage, so we already see some kind of stability in our leverage at lower levels. And actually, this is our trend. It is our expectation to maintain and lower our leverage over the next quarters and years. What about costs? Now we can see a slight reduction in the nominal cost of the debt of the company. Our exposure is very high, the average cost for the last 12 months. So this benefit of reduction of the basic interest rate in Brazil, we feel a month effect through this indicator. It is a moving average for 12 months, so that will also happen in future months. And now in short-term results with a positive impact on the reduction of the group's financing costs. Growth, this is explained by lower inflation rates in Brazil. Real rates will possibly be higher. Now on slide 10, it is an important disclosure that we always like to share. It is the company's liquidity. We closed the cash balance in March 2017 at 4.8 billion reals. So once again, based on our strategy to refinance, anticipate a refinance for the company's group, our status is very comfortable when it comes to liquidity. Our cash position covers the company's payments for the next 12 months. Now on slide 11, basically we have the two major growth projects in the group, both in generation and renewables, TPFL Renováveis. So the first complex is Pedra Cheirosa Wind Farm, expected to start up in 2018, and we expect it to take place in 2018, and Boa Vista SHPP in 2020. So these are both growth projects in the group. Now on slide 12, André made a brief comment on this. So we inaugurated on May 2nd our new company in the group, Envo. It is a company focused on the sale of energy for the non-regulated segment. So basically, to be present in the distribution business and also for low-voltage residential commercial customers and a couple of companies. So it is a new line of business of the group, and we assume and we understand it will be very promising. And we expect to grow very significantly in this business segment for years to come. On slide 13, now we show our CapEx forecast up to 2021. These numbers have been approved in our last board meeting. Expected growth in CapEx of the group for 2017 vis-a-vis 2016. Basically, here we have first the inclusion of CapEx of RGE Sul, an addition CapEx close to 300 million reals, and naturally an addition of some investments made by other companies, other distribution companies. We keep this higher level of investment for years to come by 2020, 2021. In generation, basically we have the two projects that I mentioned before, the project of ACL Wind Farms and also our SHPP. And we have a concentration of investments for 2017 and 2018. Last but not least, our transaction with State Grid. Like Andres said, we are right in the process to have the tender offer of CPFL Energia. We already have Credit Suisse hired for the evaluation or appraisal report, and now we are drafting and building this appraisal report so we can move forward with the regular proceedings of a tender offer under the terms of our Brazilian CEC. So with that, we close our presentation session, and now I give the floor back for the operator so we can start the question and answer session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the queue, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. We end now the Q&A session. I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. André Dorf for his final remarks. I would like to thank you for your participation on this call. The company is very much motivated with the developments of the energy sector. We are also following up the news about the development, the next steps about the segment, and they are very much inspiring. And also with CPFL's change, this new change will bring us a lot of opportunities, and we will follow on with our strategy to grow the company. Once again, thank you very much, and we are available for any future questions you might have. Have a nice day. The conference call of CPFL Energia is concluded. Thank you all for your participation. Have a nice day.